Are you still living in Gainesville? Or do you still call it home?
I have a storage unit there, and all my belongings are in that storage unit. But I don't plan on moving back there, and I don't necessarily call it home anymore.
No.
I actually think I might end up moving out to LA. I don't know. Me and my wife are trying to figure out what we want to do right now. We have tour dates booked for the rest of the year. Our last date's like December 11th in France, and I think we plan on staying in France for like a week or something like that, since we're already going to be over there. And then obviously, Christmas and stuff like that, we'll go and visit our families. But after that, I don't know. He's going to take some time to write our next record and devote ourselves to recording that and everything like that. And in that time, I figure I'll find out where I'm going to live.
Yeah, well, it's a crossroads. For now, it's random hotel rooms.
It's weird because, you spend so much time living in a town, like, man, I'd love to get out of this place. If only I could live in all these places. But then when you tour and you see all these other places in the world, and then you realize, well, fuck, anywhere in the world is an option. And you're like, if I could move anywhere, it would be. And then when you're approached with the option of being able to move anywhere, you're like, God, I don't know where I want to move.
Well, I guess it's a luxury of being an artist and not tied to like an office job or a city specific job. You kind of have the obviously there's family issues and the rest of the band issues, but it's pretty wide open.
Yeah, well, but see, that's the thing, it's like, okay, if I'm going to move away from Gainesville and the majority of the band still lives in Gainesville, then it's going to be my responsibility to get back there for practice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to want to live someplace that's either A, within driving distance, or B, within the same amount of time's flying distance.
Yeah.
And for us, it's like, okay, we're going to spend the first half of the year writing this record and practicing, and then we're going to spend the second half of the year recording it in Los Angeles. So it's like, I can either get a house somewhere in Florida and drive to practice, and then spend the first half of the year at home driving back and forth from practice, or I can get a house in L.A. and spend the first half of the year commuting, and being in Gainesville when I need to be in Gainesville, and then be at home for the whole time we're recording in Los Angeles. And I just don't know what to do, which is the smarter option,
Oh, well, so it'll come to you soon. Anyway, Saturday night, you're here for a show, and we're all looking forward to it. And best of luck for the rest of the tour through Canada. And Thunder Bay tonight.
Yeah, we are in Thunder Bay. It's actually, it's funny, there's a bar at the front of the Zacana Lodge, and on the marquee it says that there's a live open mic night on Tuesday nights, and today is Tuesday, so who knows, we might be making a surprise show here in Thunder Bay.
Oh, you not even have a show there tonight?
No, we just have a day off.
Oh, you know what, that would be awesome.
We got all our equipment.
That would be legendary. That'd be awesome. Get some tape of it. Thunder Bay is, I think, most famous for being the home of Paul Schaefer from The Letterman Show.
Really?
I think that's its claim to fame. So.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Now you do. Well, that would be cool. I will look for news on the wire of a Secret Against Me show in Thunder Bay.
We're going to bring down the house.
Should be good. All right. Thanks for taking the time out, Tom.
No worries at all, man.